It was the wee hours of the morning when Carol Shea Porter thanked a dwindling crowd of Night Owl supporters for handing her back the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives that she lost 2 years ago.
The people of the 1st District put their trust in me, and my pledge is to work very, very hard for everybody in a bipartisan manner to go down there, create jobs, and start tackling some of the problems that we're facing. But you've heard me say many times before that we can do this. We can do this. So
she said her reelection was a clear message that voters are frustrated with the current crop of representatives.
And I really think that was the underlying message, that we took this country forward, kept it from falling into depression, and the past 2 years have been frustrating, and we're ready to get going again.
But it didn't always seem that it would be that way. At the beginning of the night, Republican incumbent Frank Ginta had a sizable lead, which quickly shrank as results poured in. By 10:30, with 25% of precincts reporting, Carol Shea Porter took the lead by 0.1%. It did little to dampen the enthusiasm at the Ginta camp. The race stayed tight, but there were indications that things weren't going well for Ginta. Towns that he would have hoped to win, like Seabrook and Wakesfield, went to Shea Porter. And towns that he would have liked to have taken by wide margins, Belmont or New Durham, he was winning by single-digit margins. But folks at the Ginta camp, like GOP gubernatorial primary candidate Kevin Smith, held out hope.
Well, I mean, look, there's a number of outlying towns that we're still waiting on results from, Londonderry being one of them. I think we're still waiting on Derry as well. Merrimack is still out there. So
strong GOP towns.
Strong GOP towns, and look, this is going down to the wire.
Congressman Ginta himself was not ready to concede by the time his camp packed up to head home.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this race isn't over. This race, I believe, is just beginning because we're in for a long night. I want to thank...
Before calling it a night, Ginta made the point that it might have been a very different result if it weren't for the third candidate on the ballot, Libertarian Brendan Kelly, who gathered more than 12,000 votes.
There's a Libertarian streak in New Hampshire. That's something that we encourage in terms of people running for office. It does present a bit of a challenge to Republicans. There's no question about that.
Eventually, at 3 in the morning, Ginta conceded defeat. It was a bitter campaign, with no love lost between the two candidates. And voters, even Ginta supporters, like Karen McCarthy, are glad to see it's at an end.
It's dirty politics. I hate it.
Voters in the 1st Congressional District will get a brief reprieve from campaign season until the next 2-year election cycle. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.